Hello there!
Hello there!
Hello!
Welcome to a incredibly late edition right here of the Antics Podcast.
Woo!
Yes, we're back.
It's been ages, isn't it?
Too long.
It has been so long.
What have we been busy doing so much that we can't even bear to fit 15 minutes of our lives in for one of these?
I'm swamped, Gav, with just...
nothingness.
Yes!
Literally nothing.
We've not got Brad today.
I know, yeah. Unfortunately. So it's Gav.
Kyle.
Oh. Damn it!
Sorry. Should have gone clockwise around the table.
Okay, start again.
Gav.
Sam.
Kyle.
Can't even get our names out.
Yeah.
And we've still got 14 minutes to go. Brilliant.
Rusty.
Where is the time on this thing? I can't actually...
There. 48 seconds.
Oh yeah, there it is. God, it's really dim, isn't it? That's hard to read.
Well, anyway. People turned off.
Hey,
people are not listening.
Yeah, well, let's turn the brightness up. There we go. Wow, this is fascinating. Good. So, on today's podcast, lots of stuff that we need to get to. So, Kyle, why don't you take us forward?
What have we been up to? So, Gav, hit us with what have you been up to recently?
Craziness.
The void of nothingness.
Yeah. I know. Well, yeah, that's it. I feel like we haven't got an excuse. We should be able to tell listeners, here's the reason why we've not been doing these regular podcasts, because they were pretty regular, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then nothing.
I've got an excuse.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I'm still doing a degree.
Yeah, that's no... yeah. That doesn't involve much, does it?
Maybe not for you Hallamers.
Oh, burnt.
Way up. Anyone who's not from Sheffield, there's a tight rivalry between Hallam and Uni of Sheffield, where Uni of Sheffield is the big one, Hallam the small one. I mean, Gav,
why would you do that to ourselves?
Oh, well, I work at Hallam now, so it's fine.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, how's that going?
It's all right. I moved to my new department in the DNS faculty. That, to anyone normal, is boring office admin drone. That's who I am.
What does DNS stand for? Because I know it.
Development and Society. And we
Development and
so
Society.
So it's not DNS, it's D and S.
Yeah, DNS.
That's you sound
like... saying D and S.
DNS. DSS.
It's D and S. Pronunciate.
Yes, pronunciate, Kyle.
Yes, dear.
Right, okay. All right, well, Kyle, recently, you planned a trip to New York.
That's why I've been so busy, Gov.
New York City, the Big Apple.
Ooh, let me tell you.
I bet you had a whale of a time.
There's some worms in those apples.
So what happened then? Why are we going, first of all?
I was going with my dad
to
see a band.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I got to Manchester.
Yeah.
Got to customs.
Right.
Didn't get through.
Right, okay, so you didn't even leave the country?
Didn't even leave the country.
Okay, why, what happened?
Well, it's my passport is worn and torn. It had a slight damage on it from when I used it as ID. And then they just said, well, mate, you're not coming through. But more than like, I think a Manc accent. You're not fucking coming through with a passport looks like that, mate. That's not Mank, was it? What was that?
More like
you
a...
are Mank anyway, so you don't have to put on an accent, do you?
Good that point. Sounds more like a bouncer on the door of a Manchester nightclub than it does customs at the airport. To
be honest, they are kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Right.
I think most bouncers are airport security in the day.
Yeah, they are.
But most bouncers will accept some form of ID. This guy was like, I have to see a good passport.
Yeah. It was really weird, though, because I got there like 6 hours before I needed to fly out because there was no way of getting to the airport, so my flight was like 5 a.m.
Can I just say, I did say, as soon as you get there, get through customs, you've done it, get through.
So you've got nothing. Duty free.
Yeah, duty free, nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
You've got all the time in the world, you've got 6 hours to get to the gate.
Yeah.
That's such a motherly thing to say, isn't it?
Well, exactly. But what happened? You left it till the hour before the flight.
No, I didn't. The bloody gate didn't open till 3:30. They don't open the gate 6 hours before you can go fly off. Because otherwise you'd be walking around duty-free.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's no shops open. It's pointless.
Yeah, but at least you know you're going to get on the bloody plane.
Regardless, I didn't make it through.
So you literally got to... Hang on, let's just break this down. So you got to customs... And your passport was in a shabby state, which you must have known about beforehand.
Oh, yeah, I've kind of forgot.
Did part of you sort of think, I might not get through?
No. Well, I got doubts when I got to the customs gate and then I got a text from Sam saying, let me know when you're through customs. I thought, that's a bit weird. I'm stood right at the desk now.
Right.
And I thought, why won't I get through customs? Then she came back and said, well, you're not getting through, pal. I was like...
And did you argue?
Nah. Well,
you can't argue with airport security, can you, really?
I was so tired, so I just wanted to go to bed. And to be honest, I just expected something to go wrong, and so I was like, all right, well, bye, and then I'll see you. But the worst thing was, right, the lady said when she was trying to help me out, and it was established that I could not go to New York, she went, oh, it's a beautiful place, you know, beautiful place. I've been twice, and it's just probably the best city in the world. I'm like, right, shut up!
That was a bit mean.
So, do you think you'll try again at some point to go?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My dad had a good time.
So he did go?
Oh, yeah. He was like, bon voyage! He couldn't wait to go.
He didn't crap about you.
Yeah, Jesus.
So, what did you feel like, if you had have got there,
yeah.
What do you feel like you missed out on that you definitely would have liked to have done?
I tell you what.
I wanted him to get me a present.
Yeah, I promised him I'd get her a postcard and stuffed animal.
Right. And did at any point you consider just getting one from the airport and trying to make it look like...
Oh, you idiot.
Well, the no shops were open. It was 3 a.m. I got us a Greek meal when I got home. So that was all right.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's kind of a present, isn't it? Right. What was I going to do? The thing I was really looking forward to was the portion sizes of food.
They are massive.
I really was looking forward to them.
I don't think I ever finished a meal when I went.
Yeah. Sounds good.
They put syrup on everything as well.
Mm. Yeah. And also when you're having breakfast, would you like fries with that? Sounds a little bit strange.
Oh, that's weird, yeah. You two have been, haven't you?
Mm.
Yeah. You've been as well.
Yeah.
Have.
Mm. Yes.
What did you do?
Well, I was in Vegas first for a week.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was in New York for 3 days.
Mm.
And yeah, you're right. The food is crazy.
And you went twice. You've been twice, haven't you?
I've been twice. I went once with my family and once on a trip with college because I did photography A level.
Right.
And they lost us. We were just in the gift shop for the Empire State Building. They all just left.
The gift shop in the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Yeah.
Well, no, they just left, and then and we managed to catch up with them. But then we all had to stay out all night because obviously we'd. Shown that we could navigate our way around New York by ourselves. That was when I was 17, so yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Well, I plan to go, though, in the future, if I muster the courage.
On your own?
No.
Come with me.
Yeah, I'll go with Sam. She'll whip me into shape before I go.
Yeah, I will.
Honestly,
I will make sure she gets through customs.
She? You just said she?
7 hours in advance.
Yeah. A week. She'll have her plain socks on.
And then an hour in each duty-free shop.
Don't, because that will happen.
All right. Let's move on to the next part of the podcast.
Which is Ask Gav Anything.
Ask Gav Anything. So this is normally Ask the Antics Anything. So why have you changed it today?
Because we've had no questions.
Right.
People have forgotten about us,
Gav. That's true, yeah.
So they may have. I thought, why don't we ask you something?
Okay.
Because you're interesting. Kind of. That's right.
Nice of you to say so. Let's hear it.
What does happiness mean for you?
Because we've been watching The Moaning of Life by Carl
Parkinson. Yeah. You're kind of similar.
And he's...
What?
The last one that we watched was How to Find Happiness.
Mm.
And oh, it was horrible. I couldn't even watch part of it because it was about putting hooks through your skin or something. I was like, oh, I'm not watching that.
Oh, I saw that.
It was well
and they hang people up while they're doing it. What's
well, that's
that
supposed
all
to
about?
Make you... ecstatic,
yeah,
elated.
Why?
I don't know.
Morons.
Anyway, so if you don't like putting hooks through your skin,
what do you like?
What?
That was great. Tag team.
It's a great question. Well, I don't even like needles, so the chances of hooks going through me being pleasure is pretty limited.
What about a hook becoming a part of you, like a pirate? Would you be fan of that?
What would it involve? Voluntarily losing a limb first, or
yes?
Well, no, then
right.
Well, I imagine what you could do with a hook would be far fewer things than you could do with a hand.
I don't know.
Although a different type of thing, maybe.
Yeah, probably more sinister.
Yeah. What would you do with a hook if you had one?
Split an apple in half.
That's it.
Maybe hook some. It'd become a really good butcher.
Yeah.
Bowling.
Bowling.
Oh wow, I'm trying to picture that now. That's amazing. Great, yeah. I'm imagining a group of friends all with hooks, all going bowling together.
You wouldn't be very good at Laser Quest though, would you? The package deal.
So I'm just going around entertainment in her head.
Right, come on, what's happiness mean for you, Gavin?
I don't know, but I we've generated a good conversation off the back of that question, nonetheless.
Right. Good job. What about marriage? Do you want to get married?
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yep.
Who to?
Well, I can't date anyone at the moment, so that's not going to happen anytime soon, is
it? If there's any ladies out there, Gav is free.
That sounds creepy.
It does. Gav's mother, not wanted. Anyone else? Sure.
What?
I don't know.
She might listen to this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's got a nice place, though.
Oh, yeah, he's got a nice
pad. Right.
Yeah. Bachelor pad.
We're in Gav's pad right now, and I am swooning.
I was going to say, this podcast has probably got the best acoustics of any podcast we've ever done.
Yeah.
Random fact for you there.
Good.
Because normally we're in a very echoey space.
So we're talking about random facts. I've got one now. I'm going to shoehorn a fact.
Okay.
Belarus is 13% swamp. So moving on.
Hang on a second. Whoa. Out of all the facts you could have come out with then, that one took your fancy.
Yeah. It's well good. It's short, it's snappy.
It suits your delivery style.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. Brad's big ups.
Next on the agenda is Brad's big ups. Brad is not here.
Yeah.
So that's a shame.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to big up Brad.
Wow, okay. Reverse of Brad's big ups. Actual...
Hello to Brad from weird part of Sheffield.
He's working, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's why he's... Yeah, but we don't know which job.
He's got 8 jobs.
We've discovered he's gone from having no jobs...
To having 3.
To having quite a few.
Yeah.
In addition to running some sort of shady business.
No. You have to say what type of business. That could be anything.
Yeah.
It's ferret breeding.
I deliberately left it like that, but okay.
No,
if you wanna...
he could get into trouble.
He's not going
to
get into trouble.
Yeah, but to be fair, I don't think ferret breeding's allowed. I mean, I think he's illegally selling animals.
Well, he's doing it very publicly with a Facebook page about it.
Yeah,
so,
he's not sold anything yet, though, so he's harmless.
Has he not? Oh, okay.
It really is rubbish.
Never mind.
Big up to Brad.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Gav's mum, hi.
Hello, sorry about earlier.
Yeah.
Brad's dealer.
Dealer of cards, obviously, is what you're referring to there.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big fan of poker.
He is.
Okay.
The police.
Yeah.
Sting.
Very good. Big fan.
Yeah. Genesis.
I met the guy from Genesis the other day.
You?
Yeah, he was a... What's his name?
Is it Steve?
Steve Hackett.
Hey, Stevie.
Yeah, he was doing he plays my work, Sheffield City Hall. If you know, we take bookings. If you
take bookings, Sheffield City Hall don't take bookings.
Yes, they do
for acts.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
that's how they do it. That's what a place is for.
Would they take the antics on a staff discount?
No.
Okay.
Not staff, are you?
Right. Let's move on.
Right.
Because at the end of this podcast, we do need to talk about gigs.
Right. Okay.
And we've left people hanging. To the point where they might not still be listening anymore.
Sure.
And yet the most important part is still to come.
Yeah, shall we promote the gigs now?
Yes.
Okay.
As a you know.
So the next gig we've got is...
The Hubs, which is the 19th of November. The Hubs is Sheffield Hallam University Student Union.
Mm.
And it really is, you know, Student Union are dog shite, but... We do perform there.
Glad we've documented that.
But yeah, it's going to be... I think the doors open at 8:45.
Yeah, that's quite late.
It's late for us.
Why is that?
It's because they've got some other tosh going on.
Right, okay.
So we have to get in there. Then
it's not just for students, though, so...
Yeah,
don't
it's for
feel,
everyone.
Don't feel put off by the lingering smell of unemployment.
Yeah, corporate knobheads.
Crushed dreams.
Right. But a great improv show, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, but we've got our Edinburgh format, haven't we? Mm. What we want to share with Sheffield.
And then the next show after that is something very different.
Oh, yeah.
And that
I'm so looking forward to this.
It's like it's a poetry slam.
Mm.
I think Mark Heist is hosting
it. Don't look for me for help there.
Sure.
Don't know.
And so, yes, we're having an improv off with the Shrimps, which are also another Sheffield improvised comedy troupe.
Yep.
I think it's at their turf, so it's going to be a bit difficult to win the
my
audience.
Turf.
Sam's turf.
So that's bar. Was it Rainer Lounge?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is that where they're hosting it? Nah, they must be hosting it somewhere bigger.
We heard it was somewhere bigger, maybe.
Yeah, it'd probably be somewhere
bigger. Oh, is it the Octagon?
Could be.
Somewhere near Sheffield Union.
Yeah.
For the University of Sheffield.
And you can find out more about these gigs, presumably, online.
On Facebook, yeah. No, it's a Facebook thing.
For the Antics, yeah. Facebook, The Antics.
I think we've put it on our page, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'll find it there. And it's going to be a big event, so please do make it down. It should be good.
Awesome. Well, we have 10 seconds-ish, so we have space to fill with...
Willie Adams' Wonders.
Which is?
New York City. Never been. I heard it's quite good.
Right, that's it. That's all the time we've got.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody. Bye.
Bye.